USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The FBI says it's working under the presumption that the deadly shooting at a Florida naval base on Friday was an act of terrorism.
We are looking very hard at uncovering his motive.
That's FBI Special Agent in Charge Rachel Rojas saying the shooter who died at the scene was a second lieutenant in the Royal Saudi Air Force, and authorities believe while he acted alone in the actual shooting, he may have had friends who knew about the plan ahead of time and didn't say anything about it. A deadly weekend for law enforcement in the USA. An Arkansas police officer dead after being shot outside of the Fayetteville police precinct on Saturday night. Also on Saturday, a Houston cop was fatally shot, confronting a suspect. A Huntsville, Alabama police officer was killed back on Friday.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The impeachment inquiry continues today as the House Judiciary Panel will open a hearing at 9 a.m. Eastern. It's to include testimony from the top Democratic and Republican lawyers on the Intelligence and Judiciary Committees. Last week, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi directed the Judiciary Committee to draft articles of impeachment against President Trump, saying that Trump has abused his power by pushing Ukraine to announce an investigation of Democrats while withholding U.S. military aid to Ukraine. At least five people are dead and others are injured or missing after a volcano erupted off the coast of New Zealand hours ago. A tour group from a cruise ship was on White Island when the volcano blasted a massive cloud of ash and steam into the air. It's the first eruption since 2001 for that volcano, which is just northeast of New Zealand's North Island. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
The puppeteer who brought us Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch has passed away. Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Carol Spinney, the big-hearted Muppeteer who climbed inside the feathered costume of Big Bird for almost half a century, passed away today. He was 85. Spinney also operated and voiced Oscar the Grouch, Big Bird's neighbor in the trash can, before retiring from the iconic kids program in 2018.
I say scram, beat it, leave me alone, but they just stand there. Well, if you won't go away, I will.
Can you beat that? Here I am, a nice bird, never ever grouchy, and nobody pays any attention to me. And everybody pays attention to Oscar. He's grouchy all the time.
He passed away in his home in Connecticut after living with dystonia for some time. Spinney collected 5 Daytime Emmys for his contributions to Sesame Street and received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the National Academy of Television and Arts and Sciences in 2006.
And Miss South Africa is now Miss Universe. Zozibini Tunzi went home last night with the crown and the sash as the 2019 Miss Universe held at Tyler Perry Studios in Georgia. Miss Puerto Rico was the first runner-up. Miss Mexico was the second runner-up. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.